先问你们，我们与神和好了吗
？Are you reconciled to God？
我想在开头说，我们也是先一同来读一点主的话。
Let's start with the Word of God。
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰一书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to 1 John 1.
我们要从第一节读到第十节。
We will read from verse 1 to 10.
那么，我先用中文读，然后我们的姊妹呢用英文读。
I will read in Chinese first, and sister will read in English.
约翰一书第一章第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。请姊妹读。
First John Chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
我们今天早晨呢，要和弟兄姊妹们交通这个与神交通。
This morning, we want to fellowship with brothers and sisters on fellowship with God.
我们昨天呢，已经把这个与神啊，这两个字的意义呢，给弟兄姊妹做了一些的解释。
Yesterday, we have explained to brothers and sisters the phrase with God.
因为在我们的属灵生活侍奉里面，
In our spiritual life and service.
那么很多基督徒常常会有一个问题，到底我们应该是主动呢，还是应该是被动？
Christians have this question whether we have to be active or to be passive.
我们说了与神这个词所包含的那个属灵的那个原则是非常重要的。
And we say that this phrase with God encompasses a very important spiritual principle.
我相信弟兄姊妹没有经过一个晚上你们就忘记了啊。
I believe that brothers and sisters, you won't forget just because we passed through a night.
我们昨天讲了这个与神这是一个什么样的一个原则呢？
Yesterday we talked about with God, what is this principle?
那乃是说明在被动中的主动。
It actually speaks of being passively active.
我希望弟兄姊妹牢记在心。
I hope brothers and sisters really remember it deep in your heart.
这对我们属灵的生活和侍奉来讲是一个非常重要的原则。
Because it's such an important principle for our spiritual life and service.
如果你懂得这个原则，
If you understand this principle,
那么我们的生活和侍奉会免去很多的错误。
Then we can avoid many mistakes in our spiritual life and service.
所以这个被动中的主动，这才是一个正确的态度。
So this passively active is the right attitude.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读这个《使徒行传》的时候，
If you read the book of Acts,
我们知道《使徒行传》里面记载了两个最重要的人物。
We know that in Acts it recorded two important characters.
前一半呢是记载着彼得。
The first part recorded about Peter.
那么后一半呢记载的是保罗。
And the last part recorded about Paul.
我们能感觉到这两个人的天性上面，性格上是完全不一样。
We can sense that their personalities are very different.
那么在使徒行传里面你看见彼得好像似乎是一个很被动的人。
In the book of Acts, it seems like Peter is a passive person.
而保罗呢却是一个非常主动的人。
While Paul is a very active person.
但是感谢神他们蒙恩得救之后呢。
But thank the Lord afterThey're saved.
我们看见无论他们的天性上面是怎样的被动或主动，
No matter how passive or active their natural personality,
他们的侍奉都说明一件事情。
Their service speaks of one thing.
被动中的主动才是正确的一个态度。
The right attitude is to be passively active.
这意思就是说呢，神如果不动，我们就不动。
This means that if God does not move, then we would not move.
我们昨天已经讲过，我们的神从来不被动。
We said that our God is not a passive God.
所以，如果你是个急性子，你也不要着急。
So if you're one, who is naturally in a hurry, well, don't be.
如果你是一个呢，感觉比较迟钝的，比较缓慢的，也不用担心。
But if you are a slow person, you don't have to worry either.
你只要按照这个原则活在神的跟前。
As long as you live according to this principle before God,
他动，我们就动。
When he moves, then we move.
所以这是一个神给我们非常大的恩典。
This is such a great grace that has been given to us by God.
所以我们的生活侍奉呢，都应当与神在一起。
And so, in our life and in our service, we have to be with God.
我们昨天也讲过，如果你懂得这个原则。
Yesterday, we also say, if you know this principle,
并且你跟随这个原则走。
And you walk according to this principle.
那么基督徒得胜的经历是很自然的。
Then,The overcoming experience in Christian life would be a very natural thing.
你就不需要挣扎什么。
You don't really have to be struggling.
甚至呢，我们可以这样讲，你不必凭你自己来努力怎样。
In fact, you don't have to be depending on your self-effort.
所以这个小小的词说明了一个重要的属灵原则。
And so this small phrase speaks of a very important.Spiritual principle.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹能够牢记在心。
And so we want brothers and sisters to really deeply put it in their heart.
是被动中的主动。
It is to be passively active.
那么当我们来讲到与神交通的时候。
Now when we speak about fellowship with God,
我们能更清楚看见这个原则。
We can see this principle even more clearly.
如果神不要与你交通。
If God does not want to have fellowship with you.
那么你想跟他交通也不行。
Even if you want to fellowship with him, it's not going to work.
当然我们感谢神，我们的神是非常愿意跟我们交通。
Of course, we're so thankful that God is so willing to have fellowship with us.
如果你们记得我们过去我曾经在你们中间也讲过啊。
If you remember, when I was in your midst, I also said this.
神造人有一个很大的目的。
There's a big purpose when God created man.
神要以人作为他交通的对象。
God wants man to be the object of his fellowship.
所以神是非常愿意与我们交通的。
And so God is so willing to have fellowship with us.
那么弟兄姊妹们你愿意与神交通吗
So brothers and sisters, are you willing to have fellowship with God?
我们从旧约的历史上可以清楚地看见。
From the Old Testament history, we can see clearly.
在人类堕落之后。
After the fall of mankind.
在人的生命中一个最大功能的失落
There's the biggest loss in the function of man
就是交通
It is fellowship
本来亚当夏娃是跟神可以交通的
Before Adam and Eve can fellowship with God
但是一堕落之后
But after the fall
那么立刻这个交通就断绝了
Immediately the fellowship is cut off
弟兄姊妹们这不是一件小事
Brothers and sisters this is not a small thing
这是一个重大的一个失落
This is a great loss
因为当我们跟神之间无法交通的时候
Because when we cannot have fellowship with God
你就失去了生活侍奉上面的指引
Then you lost the leading of life and service
圣经告诉我们说呢我们人很容易偏行己路
The Bible says that it's very easy for us to go astray
为什么会偏行己路呢
Why would we go astray?
因为你现在没有指引了。
Why? Because now you don't have anybody leading you.
所以你自己就想着自己怎么走。
So how you want to walk?
所以你就偏行己路。
Then you walk and then you go astray.
如果你跟神之间有交通。
If you have fellowship with God,
你里面有很清楚从神来的指引。
You have a very clear leading from the Lord.
你就不会偏行歧路。
Then you're not going to go your own way.
弟兄姊妹们，这个交通这个题目啊，最近几年我常常在很多聚会里面提醒弟兄姊妹。
I often remind brothers and sisters on this topic of fellowship with God.
因为呢，没有交通，与神不能交通。
Because without fellowship or not being able to fellowship with God,
这是今天呢，圣徒的个人或者整个教会最严重的问题。
This is the most serious problem in individual Christian and also for the church today.
所以千万不要轻看了这个交通。
So don't ever belittle this thing about fellowship.
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very, very important thing.
我们如果跟神没有不能交通，整个教会跟神之间不能交通，弟兄姊妹们，那是一个严重严重的一个问题。
If we cannot fellowship with God and the whole church cannot fellowship with God, then we have a very, very serious problem.
所以你看今天在地上有的时候呢，在英文里面啊，我们称一个聚会，我们用这个 fellowship 这个字，对吧？
Many times we call a meeting as fellowship.
我们讲 Minneapolis 的你们的 fellowship， 支持着你们的教会做的。
When we say the fellowship in Minneapolis, we refer to the church there.
为什么用这个字来代替教会呢？
Why do we use the word fellowship to substitute for the word church?
这说明教会就是与神之间可以交通的。
It's because there is fellowship with God. The church has fellowship with God.
他如果不与神不能交通，他就不称为教会。
If the church cannot have fellowship with God, then it's not a church.
所以我们知道这个交通是多么重要的一件事情。
And so this matter of fellowship is such an important thing.
我年轻的时候啊，
When I was young,
我很羡慕人家很会讲道，并且呢，有很多弟兄们呢，解释圣经充满亮光启示。
I really look up to those who can preach and who can expound on the word of God.
我心里面总想，一个一定是他们呢，这个非常用功读圣经。
I think, oh, they must be very studious in reading the Bible.
那么第二个，他们呢又从主来的那个恩赐。
And secondly, they have this gift from God.
第三个，他们读了很多属灵的书报，他们的知识丰富。
Third, they probably read a lot of spiritual materials, and so they're full of knowledge.
所以呢，他们讲起主的话的时候，充满亮光。
And so when they speak of the word of God, it's full of light.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲这些都不是不好的，都是很好的。
Well, all the things that I mentioned, they're not good. In fact, they're actually good.
我要鼓励你们用功读圣经。
I want to encourage you to really put effort into studying the Bible.
我也盼望主把明确的恩赐给你们，有很多人能有口才。
I want the Lord to give you gifts so you have eloquence with the word of God.
你们多多读属灵书报，这也不是不好。
To read a lot of spiritual materials is good too.
但是呢，我从心里面要说啊，读太多不太好。
But then from my heart, I'm going to say that to read too much is not good.
当然，这些都不是坏事情。
Well, These are not bad things.
这是我们应该在主面前追求的。
But then when we pursue before the Lord,
但是我忽略了一件事情。
I really, lack one thing.
许多那些真正的信息中满了亮光启示的人，他们都是与神有交通的人。
For those whose message are full of light, they are the ones who have good fellowship with the Lord.
真实的亮光和启示是从交通来的。
Real light and revelation comes out of fellowship with God.
啊，不要我举个例子啊。
Let me give an example.
那么，摩西是一个有大启示和亮光的人，对不对呢？
Moses is one with great light and revelation, right?
但是你仔细地想一想。
But when you think deeply on this,
摩西那个时候手中有圣经吗？
Does Moses have the word of God in his hand at that time?
没有圣经，对不对？
He does not have the Bible.
他有很多属灵书报可以读吗？
Well, can he read a lot of spiritual materials?
没有。
There's none.
那么我们晓得摩西五经啊，这是神在历史上面第一次所做的一个大的启示。
We know that the five books of Moses is the first great revelation of God.
这摩西五经的内容是多么的丰富啊。
And the material in the five books of Moses is so full.
我们问摩西说，你这从哪里来的？
We ask Moses, where does all this come from?
你没有书可以读。
You don't have books to read.
也没有人能给你这个知识。
Nobody can give you this knowledge.
它完全是从什么？从神的交通里面所产生出来的。
All of it comes from his fellowship with God.
在西乃山上，他得着神的启示，他被引进与神的交通。
In Mount Sinai, he got the revelation of God and entered into fellowship with God.
写下了摩西五经。
And then he wrote down the five books of Moses.
所以我们知道，这是从与神的交通中所产生出来的。
And so we know that all this came out from fellowship with God.
啊，这是这对我们来讲应该是非常非常的清楚，对吧？
For us, this should be very clear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个交通对我们来讲太重要了。
Fellowship with God is so important.
甚至我们说这个交通对神来讲也是非常重要。
In fact, fellowship with God is also very important to God.
如果你们读过这个以弗所书第一章十一节啊。
If you read, the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
我们就知道神的旨意是怎么来的。
We see how the will of God comes about.
我们都知道神是有旨意的。
We know that God has a purpose.
全本圣经都在启示神的旨意。
The whole Bible is revealing the purpose of God.
这个旨意是怎么来的呢？
Now how does this purpose come about?
我们看见有几个重要的过程。
There are a few steps involved.
第一个是从神的意愿里面所产生，他的 desire 里面产生出来的。
It came out from God's desire for foremost.
然后那里告诉我们呢，他们就开了一个会议。
And then there was a sort of a council or meeting in the Godhead.
那么这个会议呢，是什么？谁在那里开会呢？
Who are there in this meeting?
这就是父子圣灵之间的一个交通。
This is the fellowship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的旨意 是经过父子圣灵的交通所产生出来的。
So we know that the purpose of God came out of the fellowship of the Godhead.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
这个交通啊，本来是一个封闭的交通。
At first, this fellowship is like a private fellowship.
Exclusive 啊，是一个封闭的交通。
It is an exclusive fellowship.
那个就是天使也不知道的。
Even the angels does not know about it.
但是我们的神却愿意他所造的人有份于这个交通。
And yet, God wants the people whom He created to be part of this fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神极大的恩典。
This is the great grace of God.
所以你知道我们失去与神的交通。
So if we lost the fellowship with God,
甚至整个教会失去与神的交通。
And if the whole church lost the fellowship with God,
这都是教会历史上神的儿女进入黑暗时期的主要的原因。
This is how the church entered, primary reason how the church entered into the dark age.
没有交通就黑暗了。
When there's no fellowship, there's darkness.
你个人的生命中也是与主没有交通，你就活在黑暗里。
If in your own life you don't have fellowship with God, then you enter into darkness.
整个时代如果没有人与神交通，整个时代就进入黑暗。
And if the whole generation, nobody has fellowship with God, then the whole generation enter into darkness.
因为没有人明白神的心意。
Because nobody understands the heart of God.
所以地上的光景就会显得非常的混乱。
And so the condition on earth would be very confused.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个交通是非常重要的一件事情。
That's why fellowship is so important.
在新约圣经的里面
，In the New Testament，
这个交通这个字啊，它有中文里面有不同的翻译。
The Chinese has a few translation of the word fellowship.
它的意义是很丰富的。
And the meaning is so full.
啊，它有的地方翻作是有份，我们就有份于什么。
Some place it's translated as we have a part in God.
我们要知道，交通不是光是言语的问题。
We have to understand fellowship is not just a matter of words.
那么有的地方把它翻成同领，像波饼聚会说同领主的饼杯啊。
In some place it's translated as partaking, like in the breaking of bread, we partake.
所以波饼聚会其实是个与神交通的聚会。
And so the breaking of bread is a meeting where we have fellowship with God.
我们是有份于这个饼杯的实际的。
We have a part in this reality of this bread and this cup.
有的地方翻作是相通，或者有的翻作相交，与神之间相交。
And some place has like referred to like communion with God.
对，感谢主啊，这是所以这个词里面所包含的意义是非常非常重大的。
And so this word encompasses a very rich meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道与神交通，这是我们在生活侍奉中间一个相当关键性的经历。
And so this is a very vital experience for us.
它的重要远超过你所能想象。
Its importance is really beyond what you can imagine.
所以我们需要主的恩典。
So we need the grace of God.
让我们能明白什么叫做与神交通。
So that we can understand what it means to have fellowship with God.
尤其在今天这个世代的里面。
Especially in today's age.
神不是不说话，神不是不做事。
It's not that God is not speaking or he's not working.
因为神找不到可以交通的人，这才是真正的问题。
God cannot find a person to have fellowship with, and so this is the serious matter.
啊，当然我们不要，您不要误会我的话。
Please don't misunderstand what I just said.
我不是说要弟兄姊妹大家有雄心大志，要做大功，不是的。
We're not saying everybody has to rise up and do great things.
就当一个时代光景荒凉黑暗的时候。
When there's desolation in a generation,
至少我们个人要活在与神的交通里面。
At the least, we individually have to live in the fellowship with God.
当然，你如果个人与神之间的交通所得到的丰富，能够与别的弟兄姊妹们再有交通，当然是更好的。
If the fullness of your fellowship with God,In addition to that, you can have fellowship with brothers and sisters, and it's even greater.
所以弟兄姊妹们
the brothers,
我每一个人都应当学习能够与神有交通。
So all of us, we have to learn to have fellowship with God.
这样你的生活侍奉里面才有真正的指引。
Then this way, your spiritual life and service will have real leading.
我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹们都渴望能够走在主的道路上。
I'm sure brothers and sisters all desire to walk in the way of the Lord.
你如何才能走在主的道路上呢？
But how can you walk in the way of the Lord?
我们光凭听几篇道得罪点知识那是不够的。
If we just listen to a few messages, that's not enough.
你们原谅我这样说啊。
Please forgive me for saying that.
我过去认识有些弟兄们，他们的知识非常的丰富。
I've known brothers whose knowledge is so rich.
但是呢，到最后我们看见还是偏离神的道路。
And yet at the end, they stray from the way of the Lord.
那个关键在哪里呢？原因在哪里呢？
So what's the key reason there?
是他们跟神之间没有交通。
It's because they don't have fellowship with God.
或者说交通的不够。
Or their fellowship with God is not enough.
今天呢许多时的儿女们所产生的难处也是这样。
And today, it's the same problem with many children of God.
我们呢，这个和其他旁边的人的交通很多。
It seems like we have a lot of fellowship with the people around us.
跟神之间的交通不够多。
But we don't have enough fellowship with our God.
啊，或者我用过去啊弟兄们所说的话来解释。
Or maybe I use what brothers have said before to explain this.
很多人讲说我们呢只有横向的关系啊，只有横向的关系。
We said that we only have horizontal relations.
我们没有这个直向的关系，或者直向的关系很脆弱。
And we don't have this vertical relationship, or it's very weak.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天这个世代
Today,
谁需要找得交通能可以交通的人。
The Lord needs to find a person to have fellowship with.
我们看见即使在旧约的时代中
And even in the Old Testament time,
主的救恩还没有完成
Even when the salvation has not been completed.
但是主在旧约的历史中找着很多美好的心灵的美好的人。
Found many good persons.
主就借着这些人 神与他们交通就主导了一个时代一个时代一个时代。
And through his fellowship with these individuals, he led each generation.
在先祖的时代中，他们呢跟神之间有交通。
In the times of the forefathers, we see they had fellowship with God.
到后来我们看见这个交通更具体，变得有文字的记载。
Then we see the fellowship becoming more concrete with the records in words.
弟兄姊妹们，神得着摩西。
God was able to capture Moses.
改变一个时代。
And change that generation.
神得着撒母耳。
And God was able to obtain Samuel.
就改变一个时代。
Again, he changed the generation.
神得着大卫就改变一个时代。
Then God got hold of David and changed the generation.
甚至当以色列人被掳的时候。
Even when the Israelites were conquered.
神得着但以理。
God got hold of Daniel.
维护神的见证。
And continue to uphold the testimony of God.
神得着先知以西结。
God had the prophet Ezekiel.
神就借着他，那么把神的启示带到神的百姓当中。
And through him, God.You wrote the revelation of God to the people.
当然，这些我只不过是简单举了几个例子，还有很多人，对不对
？I'm simply give these examples. Of course, there are many others.
到了新约时代，更是这样。
In the New Testament, it's even more so.
那么主的工作，那么在这许许多多能与神交通人的身上，不断的往前。
So the word of God continues on through him, having fellowship with individuals.
我们知道，当人类堕落之后，
We know after the fall of mankind,
当神没有办法跟人有交通的时候，
When God cannot have fellowship with men anymore,
神是积极的在做恢复的工作。
God is actively doing the work of recovery.
因为我们知道人类的堕落是人类的灵枯萎了死了是吧
Because the fall of man results in the spirit being dried up.
所以你看见在以西结书里面啊，神已经做了这个预先的启示。
And so in the book of Ezekiel,the Lord has already given this revelation.
他预先告诉我们将来主的救恩来到的时候。
He told us when the salvation of God comes.
那么这个在以西结书36章大家就读就清楚了。
We can see it clearly in Ezekiel 36.
那么这个呢以西结的预言呢那么在主耶稣的救恩里面就把它实行出来了。
This prophecy of Ezekiel was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们都知道当主的救恩完成的时候。
We know that when the salvation of the Lord is completed.
圣灵把主的生命赐给所有相信的人。
The Holy Spirit gives each one who believes the life of the Lord.
这个新生命一进来，
When this new life comes in,
我们的灵就苏醒了。
Then our spirit is made alive.
Awakening.
It's awakening.
本来呢，好像死了一样。
Before, it is as if it's dead.
但现在呢，它醒过来了。
But now it's awakened.
并且成为一个新的灵。
And now it is the new spirit.
那么因此我们有了这个新的灵。
And because we have this new spirit,
我们跟神之间的交通就开始恢复了。
And so we can restore that fellowship with God.
我们从旧约的历史里面可以看见神的心是多么迫切的希望能恢复这件事情。
We see in the Old Testament how God wants to restore this so much.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们就活在新约的时代里面。
Today we live in the New Testament time.
我们看见在头一个世纪许多的圣徒们被引进神的这个交通。
We see that in the first century, many are brought into this fellowship.
结果呢，神旨意中的这些亮光启示就不断的被释放出来。
And so this light, this revelation was continually given out.
我们知道神得着保罗。
God got hold of Paul.
神与保罗有交通。
God had fellowship with Paul.
写了以弗所书、哥罗西书。
And he wrote Ephesians and Colossians.
写了罗马书。
Romans.
那么还有其他的十封书信。
And other 10 epistles.
我们看见因为神与保罗的这个交通。
We see because God had fellowship with Paul.
神在这个新的时代里面就把神的荣耀的心意就做了一个非常完整的启示。
And so in this new age, God revealed in a very full way all this.
所以保罗在哥林多书信里面讲的，我们可以敞着脸来到神的跟前。
And he said in 1 Corinthians that we can with unveiled faces come to the Lord.
我们可以在他面前与他能够有交通。
We can have fellowship with him.
所以因此呢，在头一个世纪，神借着这个交通所带进的这个启示。
And so in the first century, he, with this revelation that is brought about by fellowship with God,
给地上的教会就有非常清楚的指引。
Had a very clear leading for the church here on earth.
如果没有保罗这些启示，
without this revelation from Paul,
我们今天恐怕还不知道怎么过教会生活。
We would not know how to go about church life today.
当然我们知道不能光是靠这些字面上的东西。
But then we also know we cannot depend on just these words here.
我们更多的需要是什么呢？我们读这些话，我们在灵里还要与主有交通。
Not only do we read this word, but in our spirit we need to have fellowship with God.
因为我们需要明白这些话语背后的意义。
Because we need to know the meaning behind this word.
这样你才能够在地上一个活的指引。
Then today in this earth you can have a living type of leading.
非常的重要。
This is very important.
我们看见约翰也被带进这个交通的里面。
We know that the Apostle John was also brought into this fellowship.
他写的约翰福音、约翰一二三书，写了启示录。
He wrote the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Revelation.
我们才知道神在末后的时代，神的那个工作是怎样的。
Then we know what is the work of God in the last days.
我想这些日子呢，我们都被这个所谓的这个 COVID-19 啊，这个困扰着，对吧？
I know that we have all been much affected by this COVID-19.
如果你明白神的预言，明白启示录。
But if you understand the prophecy of God and the book of Revelation,
我们就不会害怕。
then we would not be scared.
我们知道这是神的工作。
We need this, we know this is the work of God.
这些东西不是偶然的出现。
These are not random things. They don't occur because of accident.
这里面有神的心意在里面。
In there is the purpose of God.
所以约翰呢，进入神那个封闭的交通。
And so John entered into that exclusive fellowship of God.
就引出了大量的亮光和启示。
And brought out great revelation.
我再说。
I say again.
今天在地上的教会最大的一个危险和难处。
Today, one of the great difficulties of the church on earth today.
就是我们跟神之间断绝了交通。
It's because we have cut off that fellowship with God.
在教会历史上也是这样。
It's the same way in the history of the church.
当人开始进入与神交通的时候
，When people first entered into the fellowship with God，
他们从主所领受的那个指引
，What they gained from God on how God is leading them，
有的人带进一整个世纪的这个复兴
，They can bring about revival for the whole generation。
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为是这些人有什么才干，有什么聪明，有什么经验，不是的。
Don't think that these people have special ability, knowledge, or strength.
因为他们进入与神的交通。
It's because they entered into fellowship with God.
他们把神的心意带到地上。
They brought in the purpose of God.
结果教会就复兴了。
And then there's revival in the church.
因为教会就有路可走了。
Because then the church has a way to walk.
当然今天我们没有时间呢来讲这个教会历史。
Today we don't have time to talk about church history.
我想弟兄姊妹们多多少少我们都会知道一点。
I'm sure brothers and sisters, more or less we know some church history.
所以我们跟神之间的交通实在是太重要了。
And so our fellowship with God is so important.
所以这个与神交通啊，这是一个非常基本重要的一个经历。
And so fellowship with God is a very basic foundational experience.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
约翰写了约翰一书。
John wrote 1 John.
约翰一书第一章整章就是讲到与神交通。
The whole of chapter 1 of 1 John talks about fellowship with God.
约翰用非常清楚的话告诉我们，我们怎样能够与神有交通。
Using very clear words, he told us how to have fellowship with God.
这一段话语对于今天我们来讲真的是太宝贵了。
For us today, this word is really very precious.
虽然我读过很多遍。
I've read it so many times.
那么很多弟兄姊妹你可能也熟悉。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters are familiar with this.
但是求主让我们知道这一段话语的重要。
But may the Lord show us the importance of this word.
这里他首先告诉我们。
First of all, this it tells us.
一个有主生命的人才可能与神有交通。
Only one with the life of God can have fellowship with God.
我们知道只有蒙恩的人呢，今天呢有份于神那个封闭的交通。
Only those who are saved by grace can have part in that exclusive fellowship of God.
但是今天对我们这些已经有主生命的人来讲
，Now for us who have the life of the Lord,
我们要活在这个生命的交通里。
We need to live in the fellowship with God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不知道哈、啊，在你的生活中哈、啊，你觉得什么是最重要
？I don't know for you what's the most important thing in your life.
啊，美国人呢，英文里面很喜欢讲这个 priority。
Americans love to talk about priorities.
啊，那么在你的生活中的这个次序是什么是最重要的？
So what's the priority list in your life?
什么是你感觉最重要的
？So what's most important to you?
有一次啊，有一个弟兄啊跑来跟我讲。
One time a brother told me this.
他说：“孙弟兄啊，现在啊，我生活中的这 priority 改变。
”He said, "You know, brother son, now my priority in life has changed."
他说：“我现在的。”这个次序是什么呢
？So this is my current priority.
他说第一当然是神了。
Of course, first is God.
第二是我的家庭。
Second, my family.
第三是我的事业。
Third is my career.
第四是教会。
Fourth is church.
啊，我说你把你的这个。生活中这个 priority 这样改变了。
So I said, this is how you've changed your priority.
他讲的时候啊，理直气壮。
He was very candid and firm about it.
哇，他觉得这个非对他来讲非常合理。
To him, this is so reasonable.
那弟兄姊妹，你听听看合不合理啊？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you think this is very reasonable?
他还不错，他把神摆在第一啊。
Not bad. He put God first.
那么对我们来讲，很多弟兄姊妹说呢，你做学生说，我把学业摆在第一，对吧
？For many students, probably you have your education as number one.
神是第二的。
Number two is God.
因为神是来帮助我读书的。
Because God is the one who helps with my schooling.
有的人是把我的家摆在第一的。
Some put family first.
啊，神是来祝福我的家庭的。
Because God is supposed to bless family.
有的人把事业摆在第一的。
Some put career first.
哇，赚钱最重要。
Making money is the most important.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天呢，在你的生命中、生活中，什么是最重要的
？So brothers and sisters, I don't know what's the most important in your life today.
那么，使徒约翰的话告诉我们。
Now the word of Apostle John tells us.
我也对弟兄姊妹们讲。
And I said it to brothers and sisters also.
在你的生命中。
In your life,
最重要第一件事
the foremost important thing,
要与神和好啊，与神和好
is to be reconciled to God.
第二个，要与神有交通
the second is to have fellowship with God.
我们必须把这些摆在我们生命中最重要地位上
this should be the most important thing in our lives.
你靠着主耶稣基督，我们已经和神之间有了这个和平，有了和好。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we already have peace with God.
所以在你的生活中最重要的事情就是与神交通。
And so, in your life today, the most important thing is to have fellowship with God.
你最好的是每天早晨眼睛一张开来了。第一件事情就与神有交通。
Every morning, the moment you open your eyes, then you can immediately have fellowship with God.
我可以告诉你，如果是这样，你的生活里面定会充满喜乐，非常满足。
Definitely, if you do that, your life would be full of joy and be satisfied.
我曾经呢，年轻时候跟一些年长的弟兄们呢。有的时候有机会呢，在一个屋子里面，我当然两个床了，我们睡觉。
When I was younger, I had opportunity to be with elder brothers in a room, you know, we were there sharing a room.
我半夜听见那个年长弟兄在那说梦话。
And in the middle of the night, the elder brother is in a dream and he was saying some words.
他就说，哦，主耶稣啊。
He said, oh, Lord Jesus.
哎呦，我听了很感动，我心里非常感动。
I was so touched when I heard that.
他做梦都想到主。
Even when he was dreaming, he was thinking about God.
弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上你做梦想到什么了？
Last night when you dreamt, what were you thinking about?
当然我这个是鼓励弟兄姊妹，就今年弟兄姊妹啊。如果从你现在的生活开始，把与神交通摆在你生活中最重要地位上，你的一生定会蒙神的祝福。
So this is an encouragement, especially for young brothers and sisters. If you put fellowship with God as the first priority in your life, you will be blessed.
所以我们就说，我们已经有了这个生命。
So since we already have this life,
就可以说你有了一个条件是可以跟神有交通的。
You already have a condition that you can have fellowship with God.
那么你为什么不与神不交通呢？
Then why don't you want to have fellowship with God?
这岂不是我们不懂得怎么样从神领取恩典呢？
Isn't it that we, this way, we are not knowing how to receive grace from God?
所以主告，对不起，约翰告诉我们说，这个生命之道是最原初就有的。
What John told us is this word of life. It was there originally.
这句话简单说，主的话是活的。
This means that the word of God is alive.
说你读圣经的时候，你在与主有交通。
When you're reading the Bible, you should have fellowship with God.
在生命中与他有交通。
In your life.Have fellowship with God.
不是光用你的头脑来解释圣经。
Don't use your brain to explain the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经中告诉我们，那个真正的道是一个光的知识，是有光的知识。
The real word is really a knowledge of light.
所以呢，我们知道这个生命是我们交通的根据。
And that's why life is the basis of fellowship.
我们都晓得今天呢，我们人与人之间可以有这个中国大陆的话吧，用这个交流，可以交流的。
We know that among people we can communicate with one another.
请我们记得这个交流不是交通。
This communication is not fellowship.
那个是我们人和人之间的一个来往。
Communication is how we relate to others.
当然我们动物也有生命，对不对？
We know even animal has life.
有的动物你跟它之间呢可以有一点点这个 communication.
And you can also have some sort of communication with animals.
你看说你跟那个狗啊可以讲点话的。
Like you can talk with your dog.
那么但是呢这些都是呢很有限是吧。
But all this you can see is very limited.
那么你所以跟他之间可以来往是因为有生命啊，没生命你也没办法是吧。
Well, the reason you can relate to them is because there's life. Without life, you can't relate.
所以今天我们有了神的生命。
And so today we have God's life.
我们跟神之间就可以有这个交通。
And so we can have fellowship with God.
约翰呢在这里啊，用他自己的经历告诉我们。
John used his own experience to tell us.
他为之要叫我们基督徒能辨明我们里面真正有这个生命。
His purpose so that we can see if we have this life in us.
因为我常常碰见有很多基督徒，很多弟兄姊妹。
I meet a lot of Christians, brothers and sisters.
他明白一个道理。
They understand a doctrine.
信耶稣得永生。
They know that if you believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
他也抓住这句话。
And they hold on to this word.
但是呢，过一阵子你再问他，这个生命在哪里呀？
But then after a while, we ask them, where is this life?
他说我知道信耶稣有生命。
They said, we know, we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life.
但是我对这个生命没有把握，没有确据。
But I have no assurance of this life.
所以约翰就告诉我们。
And so John tells us here,
如果你里面是有这个生命的，
if you have this life within you,
你可以听见，
then you can hear,
你可以看见，
you can see,
给他加上一个注解，加强一个亲眼看见。
In fact, he said, you can see with your own eyes,
甚至呢，你可以摸到，可以接触到。
In fact, he said, you can touch it.
我相信这些话弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
I'm sure you're all very familiar with this word.
但是我们要问问我们自己。
But we need to ask ourselves.
我们真听见了吗？
Have we really heard?
在你的生命中你有听见主的话吗？
In your own life, have you heard of God's word?
在约翰福音里面约翰告诉我们。
In the Gospel of John, he said to us,
人如果听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就活了。
If you heard the word from the Son of God, then you live.
哦，原来呢，我们属灵的生活活不活啊，跟我们呢，有没有听见主的话，很有关系的。
And so,whether our spiritual life is lively or not really depends on whether we can hear him.
当然有的时候我们听道时候也听见了主的话。
We know that sometimes in preaching we hear the word of God.
哇，我常常看见有的时候弟兄姊妹参加了一个特别聚会。
I see when brothers and sisters attend a conference.
我年轻的时候呢常常有时候听见有些聚会他们来个奋心大会，奋心大会。
There are many revival meetings around when I was young.
啊，那么的确有的人去参加那个聚会之后呢，哎，回来你看见就比较活了。
And when after they come back from those revival meetings, they look more lively.
但是有的人呢，活了一个礼拜就又死了的。
But then the liveliness only lasted for a week and then they're back to a death condition.
那么是听见了一点。
It's true, you have heard a little bit.
但是如果你从主听见的话呢？
But if you really heard from the Lord himself,
那个在你生命中所产生的影响不是短暂时期的东西。
The effect that it will have on your life is not short-lived.
我已经曾经跟弟兄姊妹们讲过我刚蒙恩得救时候的一些的经历。
I told brothers and sisters my experiences when I first got saved.
啊，我十几岁时候主告诉我你不可以闯红灯。
That was in my teens. The Lord said, "You cannot cross in the red light."
弟兄姊妹你知道吗，这个话直到今天在我里面还是有力量
的。You know, up to this day, this word still has its strength in my life.
我一看见红灯我就受警惕。
When I see a light, I already is being alert.
主说你年轻人，主说你不可以随便丢垃圾丢垃圾啊。
Or you cannot litter.
我现在真的是一点垃圾我都不敢随便丢的。
And up to this day, I don't dare to casually throw anything around.
主的话你听见了是何等的有力量。
Because this word of God, if you heard it, is so powerful.
所以这个生命是可以听见的。
And so this life, you can hear it.
那么这个生命呢也可以看见。
And you can see this life.
当然我今天呢没有更多的时间和你们交通我个人的一点经历。
Of course, today, I cannot tell you many of my experiences.
这个实在太宝贵。
They are really so precious.
并且约翰告诉我是亲眼看见。
Because here John says that you can see with your own eyes.
我可以这样讲啊，我在这个二三十岁的时候啊，
When I was in my 20s and 30s,
我读圣经，我讲道。
I read the Bible and I preached.
我有很多时候都用别人所看见的，当作我的看见。
I use what others have seen as if I have saw it.
啊，我把别人的亮光启示拿来了，那么来讲啊。
I use other people's light and talk about them.
当然了。有弟兄告诉我们要光中见光啊，那这个也是个理由，对吧
？Of course, we can say that in His light we see light, and this could be a reason.
这个也没什么不好。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是我不记得了，我可能大概在恐怕三四十岁以后啊，有一阵子弟兄姊妹们，我就不再依靠这些外面的东西。
But then I think after my 30s, then I start not depending on this outward thing.
的确，这个约翰告诉我们，你可以亲眼看见。
And just like what John said, you can really see with your own eyes.
后来我就直接的开始读圣经。
And so then after that, I directly read the Bible.
如果你们晓得的，我过去啊。曾经有一段这个主给我一个特别的经历。
You know that I had this special experience that the Lord gave me.
因为我身体里面呢这个产生变化有一个病。
Because of being in my body, I had this sickness.
是我这个我的这个 thyroid, 我的这个thyroid 出现问题。
There was some problem with my thyroid.
那么它一个病变，结果呢，造成了我整个眼睛呢昏暗，几乎看不见东西。
And so there occurred a symptom where my eyes, I almost cannot see things.
啊，这个差不多前后有五年之久。
And it lasted for about 5 years.
当然。因为我眼睛这样了，我就什么都看不见，我什么也都不能看，也不能读书了，对吧
？And because of the condition in my eyes, it's hard for me. I cannot read books anymore.
所以那五年里面呢，我没有读过一本什么属灵的书。
And so in those 5 years, I did not read a single spiritual book.
但是我觉得圣经的话还是很重要。
But then I know that the word of God is still very important.
啊，所以有许多弟兄姊妹就帮助我了。
So brothers and sisters helped me.
他们看见了我这个眼睛看不见，很可怜的。
They take pity on me because I can't see with my eyes.
所以那个时候啊，我收到最多的礼物是什么东西，你知道吧
？So do you know what kind of gift I received the most?
就是放大镜。
There's the magnifying glass.
我直到今天我家里还有很多这放大镜。
Even to this day, I still have a lot of those in my house.
因为我必须把那个字放得这么大啊，我才能看得见。
I need to magnify those words, you know, this big to really see it.
也有人想办法呢，把这个这个什么 iPad 上面的这个经文呢，给它打到这个荧幕上面啊，电视上面。那每个字都这么大，我怎么一个字一个字读
？And some people help me to transfer what is in the iPad to the TV screen, so the words were really huge.
当然，开头我也不懂得 到底主有什么意义。
At the start, I really know what the point that God did this to me.
哎呀，今天我就比较明白了。
But now I kind of understand more.
因为什么？主要我亲眼看见。
Because the Lord want me to see with my own eyes.
所以那五年的当中。
So during those 5 years.
我外面的眼睛看不见。
Even though my outward eye cannot see.
但是主，感谢主，叫我灵里面跟主的交通没有断绝。
But thank the Lord that He let my spirit have fellowship with Him without problem.
所以我所有的信息都直接从圣经来。
And so all my preaching, my message came directly from the Bible.
啊，认识我的人就晓得我没有停下服事。
Those who know me know that I did not stop serving the Lord.
那西安特会我也照样上去讲。
And even in WCCC, I still continue to speak there.
我站在台上的时候呢，完全看不见地下弟兄姊妹。
When I was there in front of brothers and sisters, I cannot see any of you.
我的那个纲要呢，都是大字报啊，这个写老大的字，怎么搬到讲台上？
And my outline were with huge words.
我就知道那一段的经历是主给我的一个训练。
I know that experience is a training from the Lord.
主不是要叫我受苦的。
It's not that the Lord wants me to suffer.
主要我怎样呢？脱开对外面这些东西的依赖。
The Lord wants me to not depend on this outward stuff.
要亲眼看见。
But he wants me to see with my own eyes.
弟兄姊妹们，神实在是恩典的神。
Truly, our God is a God of grace.
他给我们的生命。
The life that he gives us.
是多么宝贵的生命。
Such precious life.
如果你能亲耳听见，亲眼看过。
If you can see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears,
就像约翰晚年告诉我，你不需要别的人怎样帮助你都可以的。
Just like what John told us in his old age, you don't need others to help you much.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不要误会我啊。
Brothers and sisters, please don't misunderstand me.
你们还是要好好的听到。
You still have to listen to messages.
有好的属灵的书啊，我也鼓励你们去读。
If there are good spiritual books, I encourage you to read them.
但是呢，不要忘记，你个人必须与神有交通。
But please don't forget, you need to have fellowship with God.
并且不仅看见，你要亲自的接触。
Not only do you see,But you have to see firsthand.
我们知道基督人的生命是有触觉的，对不对？你摸到冷的，摸到热的，你会有感觉的。
We know that in the physical life we have senses. When you touch something hot, you can feel it.
所以约翰告诉我们，如果你今天要进入这个交通。
So John tells us today, if you want to enter into this fellowship,
你必须首先对于这个生命啊，你有确定的一个把握和感觉。
So you need to have this assurance of this life and a sense of this life.
如果今天你对这个生命都没有感觉，叫你交通，你怎么交通呢？对不对？
If you don't even have a sense of this life, how can you even have fellowship?
所以我常常讲，约翰在晚年的时候。
So I often say that in his old age,John,
在第一个世纪还没过去，他看见教会的地上已经有偏离了。
He sees already in the first century church, there's also already the beginning of going astray.
人呢太过分注重知识。
Because people focus too much on knowledge.
太注重工作了。
And focus too much on work.
太多注重教会外表的这些事物。
and too much focus on the outward things of the church.
而忽略了我们里面的生命。
And yet, neglect that inner life.
所以约翰晚年说他最大的负担就是把神的儿女们重新带回到这个生命的里面。
And so in his old age, John's greatest burden is to bring brothers and sisters back to that life.
他就告诉我们，当你能够进入这个生命的 这些经历的时候，
He told us when you can enter into the experience of this life,
那么你就可以与神有交配。
Then you can have fellowship with God.
这里他讲到我们是与父并他儿子耶稣基督有交通，相交，那个原文是交通。
He says that truly our fellowship is with God the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我们就说这个交通是多么的宝贵，是一个封闭的交通。
We already said this fellowship is so precious because it was an exclusive fellowship.
神只向那些有他生命的人开放。
And He only opened it up to those who have His own life.
的确像约翰所讲，你进入这个交通，哎呀，你看见那是一个最喜乐的一件事情。
And truly, like John said, if you enter into this fellowship, you will have such joy.
约翰说，我把我与跟父、跟子之间的交通给你们，你们的喜乐就、已经充足了。
He said that.I fellowship with you what I have fellowship with the Father and the Son, and this thing will make you joyful.
那么你直接跟神交通不是更快乐吗？
And if you were to have fellowship directly with God, isn't it like you'd even be more joyful?
弟兄姊妹，你有经验你就知道。
If you have experienced this, then you know.
当你在亲近主、祷告、读经、聚会时，忽然之间跟神之间有了交通。
You will know when you come near to the Lord in your prayer, in your devotion, all of a sudden, you are in fellowship with God.
那是何等快乐的事情。
That's such a joyful thing.
那么在约翰一书第一章的里面呢，
In 1 John 1,
约翰也告诉我们这些交通有些事情我们需要注意。
He told us that there are things that we have to be mindful regarding this fellowship with God.
你怎样能够叫你的交通与神间交通是畅通的？
How can you have an open fellowship with the Lord?
那么也告诉我们有什么东西会阻碍我们跟神之间的交通。
And he told usWhat are the things that will hinder or obstruct our fellowship with God?
所以他首先告诉我们，这个交通是在光中的。
So he told us the first thing that this fellowship is in the light.
是满了亮光的。
It's full of light.
请弟兄姊妹啊，特别青年弟兄姊妹，我们记得。
Let brothers and sisters, especially the young ones,
这个天然的这个智慧
，our natural ability，
用在属灵事情上面常常是不清楚的。
It is not clear with regard to spiritual things。
所以我们需要在灵里面得着神的开启，那么那个才有真正的亮光。
So we need the Lord to open us with regards to spiritual things, then we will have light.
所以你跟神之间的交通是在光中的。
So your fellowship with God is in the light.
简单的来说，就当你祷告，当你读经之后，哎，忽然之间，神在生命中啊，来接触我们呢，这个里面就满了亮光。
So when you're praying or reading the Bible,And the Lord meets you in light, then all of a sudden, you have this light.
特别在读经的生活里面。
Especially in reading the Bible.
如果你 太多用天然的智慧，那个没有光的。
If you use so much your natural ability, you will not have light.
那个没有办法进入交通。
And you cannot enter into fellowship that way.
啊，那么今天呢，我们不仅在生命中彼此有交通。
And so today, not only do we fellowship in life.
那么很多时候我们可以在亮光中彼此有交通。
We also have fellowship in the light.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰告诉我们，我们乃是在光中与神有交通。
John told us that we have fellowship with him in the light.
因为在这里没有黑暗。
Because in there there's no darkness.
如果黑暗的话，就是谎言了。
Because darkness is lie.
那就不真实。
And so it is not true.
你知道在基督徒的生活里，教会的生活里。
In our Christian life, in our church life.
最怕的就是虚假的东西。
What we're most scared of are lies and deception.
我们是为真理做见证。
We testify of the truth.
这里没有虚谎的东西的。
There should be no lies, no deception.
必须在光中，你才会看见真实的东西。
It's only in light that you will see reality.
但是呢，这里他告诉我们啊，因为我们人堕落了。
Because man fell.
我们都知道，虽然我们今天已经蒙恩得救了。
It's true, today we're saved by grace.
但是这个罪的本性的败坏的天性还在我们里面。
But the nature of sin is still in us.
那么约翰提醒我们，这个东西啊，是妨害我们与神交通的东西。
And John reminds us that this thing will hinder our fellowship with God.
所以我们知道，撒旦把罪带到人的里面。
We know Satan brought sin into man.
叫我们断绝了跟神之间的一个交通。
And that way, we cut off our fellowship with God.
所以为什么主耶稣要到地上来流血舍命，要除去我们的罪？
Why did Jesus Christ have to come down to earth and shed his blood and cleanse us?
就是为要叫我们能够在灵里面恢复跟神之间的这个交通。
It is so that in our spirit we can be restored and have fellowship with God.
我想我们都能感觉到，今天我们所处的世代。
We all probably can sense in what kind of an age we're in.
充满了仇敌的试探和引诱。
This age is full of the temptation and lure from the evil one.
我越来越感觉到很多试探引诱是越来越厉害。
I really can see that these temptations are more and more serious.
这个世界是充满罪恶。
This world is full of sin.
啊，那么甚至在我们的肉体中啊。
And also in our own flesh.
也有很多败坏的天性。
So much corrupt nature in it.
我们知道这些东西都造成了我们跟神之间交通上面的一个困扰、困难。
And all this becomes a hindrance to our fellowship with God.
我们知道我们与神交通要在光中。
We know that we have to fellowship with God in the light.
但是我们这个人是个虚谎的人。
But then,We are one who's very deceitful.
我们怎么样能跟神有交通呢？
How can we have fellowship with God?
所以我们需要活在主的救恩当中。
And so we need to live in His salvation.
感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
在他的救恩中，他的血是非常的宝贵。
In his salvation, the blood is very precious.
彼得懂得这个，彼得称主的血为宝血。
Peter knows very well about this. He said the blood is precious blood.
因为这个血不仅洗净我们的罪。
Because this blood not only cleanses us from our sins.
可以解决罪的问题。
It solves the problem of sin.
它可以也可以保证我们跟神之间这个交通的路是畅通的。
And it also can secure that the way of fellowshipping with God is open.
所以在与神交通的事上是不能缺少主的血的。
And so in our fellowship with God, we cannot not have the blood of Christ.
我们感谢神。
We really thank the Lord.
一个蒙恩的罪人能够跟神之间维持这样的交通。
One who is saved by grace and can maintain that fellowship with God.
完全是因为主的血。
It's all because of the blood of our Lord.
所以主的血不仅给我们带来平安。
So not only does the blood of our Lord bring peace.
我们经历赦罪的平安。
We experience the peace from being forgiven for our sins.
更重要的事情
And more importantly,
它是引我们进入与神的交通。
It can, lead us into fellowship with God.
我想弟兄姊妹啊，我们常常在主面前祷告说，主啊，求你用你的血洁净我们。
We often pray that Lord purify us with your blood.
我们知道旧约那个牛羊的血只能遮盖啊，不能除去罪。
We know in the Old Testament, the blood of the sheep and cattle can only cover the sin.
所以我们在新约时代中啊，神的儿女祷告，你不要祷告说主啊，求你用你的血遮盖我的罪啊，不是啊。
And so now in New Testament time, we should not pray, Oh Lord, use your blood to cover my sin.
我们要祷告说主啊求你用你的血洗净我们的罪除去我们的罪。
And so today we need to pray, Lord, use your blood to cleanse me of my sin and take away the sin.
那么要引我们进入与神的交通。
And then lead us into fellowship with God.
所以请我们记得。
So please remember.
宝血是维持交通畅通的唯一方法。
And so the precious blood is the only way that can maintain that open way of fellowship with God.
那弟兄姊妹们记得吗？清楚吗
？Brothers and sisters, can you remember? Is it clear?
这是唯一的路，唯一的方法。
This is the only way, the only method.
但是呢在这里啊这个比约翰给我们一个重要的提醒。
And then here, John reminded us with a very important reminder.
他说我们若认自己的罪。
He said, if we confess our sins.
这是我们今天在主面前呢有许多是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility before God today.
但弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现啊？我们呢，这些堕落的人很麻烦。
Have you discovered, brothers and sisters, that we are a bunch of difficult people?
要叫我们认错认罪啊，是很不容易啊。
To let us admit that we are wrong and admit of our sin is very difficult.
是不是这样啊
Isn't it so?
所以呢对我们来讲如果你肯认罪这是一个智慧的行为。最聪明。
And so if we can confess our sin, this is a wise doing.
圣经告诉我们说我们所有一切事物在神跟前都是赤裸敞开的。
We know that everything in us is very clear before God.
在他的面前，连我们的心思意念他都知道。
You know, with God, He even knows our thoughts.
就说你没有什么可以隐瞒的。
What can you hide from Him?
说你在神面前呢，这个遮遮掩掩的，你看这不是很愚昧吗？
So all this covering, all this hiding before the Lord is very foolish.
所以最好的情况就是怎么样呢？有了错就认错。
So the very best condition is if there's wrong, admit it.
我们也不需要用很多的理由来说明。
Let's not use reasons to rationalize it.
最好到主跟前是就是，不是就不是，就这样对主承认。
The best way is to come before the Lord. If a yes is yes, no is no, and be admitted before the Lord.
所以对基督徒来讲，大错要认，小错你也要认。
And so we confess big or small sins.
所以对基督徒来讲，认罪啊，这也是一个重要的经历。
And so for Christian, confessing our sins is also an important experience.
有一次啊，有一个人跑来问这个 Evan Roberts 弟兄。
One time a person came and asked Evan Roberts.
他说为什么我的属灵生命一直都不长进？
He asked, how come?You know, I'm not growing spiritually.
我们弟兄就问他。
And our brother asked him.
他说你上一次向人认罪的时候是什么时候？
When was the last time that you confessed before another man?
那个人想了一下，那个弟兄想了一下，他说好像是三个月之前。
And he said, oh, I think it's 3 months ago.
那么 Evan Roberts 就对他说了。
And then Evan Roberts said to him,
他弟兄难怪你的生命不长进。
He said, no wonder you cannot grow spiritually.
他说我五分钟之前才向人认个错。
He said that 5 minutes ago, I confessed before another person.
一个聪明的基督徒。
A wise Christian.
就是不隐藏自己罪的基督徒。
He is one who will not hide his own sin.
你知道，我们讲这个认罪，这个道理很简单。
It's easy to talk about this doctrine of confession.
在我们的经验中啊，有时候不容易。
But then really in experience it's very hard.
尤其啊，我们人与人之间这个关系越亲密啊，越难。
Especially the closer we are to someone, the harder it is.
你看为什么有的夫妻关系搞不好啊？这一辈子他都不肯认一次错，所以这个关系怎么会好呢？对不对
？You know that's why there's some marriage that are so difficult because one does not want to admit wrong before the other.
其实很多问题是你认一个错，很多问题是难处就过去了。
See, actually, if you admit wrong, the difficulty will go away.
因为这个认错的问题呢，不是光是口头言语的问题，摸到了我们的尊严，我们人有尊严的这个东西很讨厌啊。
Because this confession or admitting, you know, touch our self-respect.
用我们中国人话就是面子问题。
And then for the Chinese, we said it's a matter of the face.
不是不认，一认了这面子就没了，人家这个，所以就不肯认。
Once you admit wrong, you lost your faith, and so you don't want to do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你有智慧
，But if you're wise,
你一定要到神面前来认。
You really have to come before the Lord and confess.
这样主的血把你洗洁净。
And then His blood will clean you up.
你跟神之间的交通的畅通。
And then you have an open fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们带着罪来到神跟前，你是没有办法跟神交通的。
Brothers and sisters, if we bring our sins with us, we cannot have fellowship with
him. 感谢主，他知道我们的软弱。
Thank the Lord, he knows our weakness.
他也知道我们会犯错。
And he knows that we will do wrong.
他也知道我们有的时候胜不过罪恶和犯罪。
And then he knows sometimes we cannot overcome sin and we sin.
但是神给我们预备了道路。
But the Lord has provided a way.
主为我们流血舍命。
The Lord gave up his life and shed his blood.
他付上重大的代价。
He has paid a very great price.
所以我们需要靠着主的宝血。
And so we have to depend on the precious blood of the Lord.
无论向神向人。
Whether it's before God or before man.
我们都应当把罪把它对付清楚。
We have to deal with sin completely and clearly.
这是我们个人在主面前需要学的功课。
This is what we have to learn before the Lord.
所以在这里啊，约翰告诉我们呢。
So here John tells us.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他说如果呢，我们说自己是没有犯过罪。
If we say we have not sinned,
他这个很严重啊。
This is serious.
结果呢，变成神是说谎的了。
Because then we make him a liar.
所以呢，他的道，他的话就不会在我们里面。
And then his word is not in us.
这个生命的言语就没有在我们里面不能产生功效。
And so the life cannot do its work in us.
结果呢，我们跟神之间的交通就整个断绝。
And then our fellowship with God is cut off.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我要再说啊。
I'll say again.
今天在地上教会最严重的问题。
Today, the most serious problem of the church here on earth.
就是与神交通的问题。
It is our problem with the fellowship with God.
主在这个时代中一定要能得着一些人是跟神有交通的。
God really has to obtain people in this generation who can have fellowship with him.
这样我们的生活中才有明确的指引。
Then we can have clear leading in our lives today.
这样我们的教会才有明确的路可以行。
Then the church will have a way to walk.
今天我们处在一个非常黑暗的时代。
Today we are in a very dark age.
这不是说没有人与神交通。
It's not that nobody has fellowship with God.
而是我们觉得这个交通不够。
But we really sense that fellowship is not enough.
所以如果我们个人跟神之间的交通是畅通的。
If our fellowship individually with the Lord is very open.
我们的生活定规是光明的。
Then we will be living in the light.
属灵的生活定规是健康的。
Then we will have a healthy spiritual life.
我们在神的指引当中，我们可以躲过很多仇敌的诡计。
Under his leading, we can avoid many schemes of the enemy.
并且我们可以有确定神的目标，我们可以竭力的往前。
And then we will be sure.Of his goal, and we can go forward.
所以这个与神交通的这个经历是一个非常基本也是非常重要的一个经历。
And so this experience of fellowshipping with God is very basic and very important.
但愿在主回来之前呢。
May before his coming again.
主能够得着我们所有的弟兄姊妹。成为他交通的对象。
That he will gain each and every one of us here to be the object of his fellowship.
我们因着与他的交通，叫我们的生活蒙保守。
And then because of our fellowship with him, our life would be kept.
我们因着与他的交通。
Because of fellowshipping with him,
叫我们整个教会的生活是健康的。
That the church life would also be a very healthy church life.
这样主回来的时候呢？
This way, when the Lord comes back,
主欢喜，我们也欢喜。
He will be joyful, and we can be joyful too.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and so brothers and sisters,
在圣经里面神把这个重要的真理那么开启给我们
So God has opened this very important truth to us
但愿我们能重视它
That we really put importance in it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
But dear brothers and sisters
最后我再问你们啊
I'll ask you once again
神愿意与你交通
God was so willing to have fellowship with you
你愿意与神交通吗
Are you willing to have fellowship with him
所以你一定要与神有交通
You definitely need to have fellowship with God
我们记得我们是在被动中的主动。
Let us remember, we are passively active.
因为神已经愿意了。
God is already willing.
所以你可以主动。
And so now you can be active.
希望我们天天的生活都活在与神的交通当中。
May our everyday life be lived in the fellowship with our Lord.
我们把每件事情都带到神的跟前。
Let us bring each and everything to him.
我们在生命中接受主的引导。
Let us receive his leading in our daily lives.
那么让我们在生命中间跟他有完全没有间断、没有遮蔽的敞开的交通。
That in our lives we have this open, no hindrance, no obstruction type of fellowship with him.
这样我们就有福了。
Then we will be blessed.
也许我们能把这个福气呢，带给别人。
And then we can also bring this blessing to others.
就像约翰一样。
Just like John.
他与神交通有喜乐，有满足。
He has joy and satisfaction in his fellowship with God.
那他也把这个交通给神的儿女。
And then he fellowshiped this to the children of God.
让他们也有满足的喜乐。
And so that they will also have fullness of joy.
我们请低头在一边祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we really thank you so much.
你的救恩所带给我们的福分真是何其多。
The blessings that have been brought about by your salvation is so full and rich.
今天你从你的话语里面让我们清楚地看见。
Today, you let us see clearly from your word.
在你的救恩中要恢复我们与神之间的交通。
That in your salvation, you want to recover our fellowship with you, Lord.
感谢你用血洁净了我们。
Thank you, Lord, that you have cleansed us with your blood.
感谢你使我们在生命中可以与神完全的交通。
Thank you, Lord, that in our lives we can have fellowship with you.
主啊，在这个末后的世代。
Lord, in these last days.
地上的光景非常的混乱和黑暗。
There's so much confusion and darkness in this world.
我们需要你的指引。
We really need your leading, Lord.
我们整个教会也需要你的指引。
The whole church also need your leading.
愿你把我们放在你的交通里面。
Lord, please put us in the fellowship with you.
你愿意与我们交通。
No, you are willing to have fellowship with us.
愿我们也能够主动地与你有交通。
And Lord, may we actively have fellowship with you too.
主啊。
Lord.
只要这个交通是畅通的。
As long as this fellowship is open.
不管时代多黑暗。
No matter how dark this age can be.
不管环境多混乱。
Or how confused the circumstances will be.
我们都不需要惧怕。
Then we do not have to be afraid.
谢谢你早晨给我们这样的机会。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity this morning.
我们可以与你有交通。
That we can have fellowship with you.
我们也可以和众圣徒有交通。
And we can have fellowship with the saints.
我们再次把我们的感谢、赞美、爱戴都归给你。
Once again, we thank you and give you all our love, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This is by the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.